Big story in today's journal about two nuns who have owned season tickets to Rangers games, Texas Rangers games, ever since the franchise moved to Arlington in 1972. They have faithfully watched as the Rangers earned the distinction of being the only active franchise in Major League Baseball never to win a playoff series. Until this year. Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Zimmerman has their story, and Ann, introduce us to them.
Nuns Frances Evans and Maggie Hessian have been fans of the Texas Rangers for almost 40 years. They were at opening game when the Rangers played their very first game in Arlington in 1972. They've had season tickets every year since, and through all that time, they've prayed that their beloved Rangers would go to the World Series. Their prayers have been answered.
So how are they feeling now, four games into this series with the Rangers behind?
Even though the Rangers are behind, they are keeping up their faith that this team will go all the way. They said, this is the team, this is the year. And they, when they beat the Yankees, who they lost to in three playoff series in the 90s, Sister Frances said she jumped up and yelled and screamed just like everybody else. She's 84 years old.
What is it about this team, Anne, that's kept the nuns so loyal for so many years?
They love the sport. They think it's just good, wholesome family fun. They love baseball players. They just think they're great guys. They've become very close to different players over the years, including Nolan Ryan. Nolan recalled the time when he had a hand problem when he was pitching for the Rangers and went to see a specialist. And when he came out of the doctor's office, the nuns were sitting in the waiting room praying about his hand. In return, the Rangers have been very good to the sisters. They flew them to New York in the 90s three times to see the playoff games against the Yankees, put them up in the same hotel with the guys. They rode the bus to Yankee Stadium with them, and even at one game sat in the dugout. Friends that they've made in the stands flew them to spring training for a number of years. The Rangers organization also sent them to Texas Rangers fantasy baseball camp 2 years in a row when the nuns played baseball. Nolan remembered being very nervous one year. He had a pitch to them, and the year before, Sister Frances, a wild pitch was pitched to her, and it broke her thumb. So Nolan said, I was really worried. I didn't want to hit them. They wound up both hitting the ball and running to first base, and we're very happy.
What a story. Great story. Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Zimmerman.